You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's closing in on 20 till 11 AM, and that means it's time for Valley Talk, and I am joined by two very special guests, Brian Hansen and Aiden Label from the Crookston Fire Department. Brian, good morning. How's your Thursday going?
It's always got to go, so always ready for the next big thing that's coming in the fire department. So,
and one of the next big things coming is Fire Prevention Week. That's coming up in a few weeks. So firstly, what is Fire Prevention Week and when is it?
So Fire Prevention Week is where we get the chance to get into all the schools here in Crookston. We do a couple of the daycares also. But what we're going to be talking about this year as the theme for Fire Prevention Week is cooking safety starts with you. And so with that, our big focus this year is on kitchen fires. I want to say it's close to about 50% of all fires that lead into house fires are started in the kitchen. So it's a big focus, and that's why the NFPA, basically, they do all their numbers off of the reports that we do throughout the state and through the nation. They put this together and they find what needs to be done. So we're going to focus on that, but then we also, when we're in the schools, we're going to talk a lot to the kids about smoke detectors, how to get out of a house, making that house plan, a fire plan with your family, a meeting spot, things of that nature. So
yeah, you mentioned the NFPA, the National Fire Prevention Association, and you also mentioned nearly half, 49% of all home fires are caused from cooking, which is pretty astounding numbers when you think how often we cook every single day.
That's right. So, it's some of the things that in cooking, it's when we hear the phone ring in the other room and we leave the stove on, we move from room to room. Dangers there, you know, pot holders that we place on top of the stove, you know, because we're done cooking, the stove might still be, whether it's electric or gas, the stove might still contain that heat, and it might be okay right away, but then all of a sudden you leave the room and that's when it happens. So
yeah, I know some of the newer stoves, they'll let you know that the stovetop is still hot, but some of the older ones, they might not. So that's even a quick way as to, you know, how a fire could start.
Yep. So being alert with that, not taking a nap while you're cooking, that can happen too. You know, people get tired. So if you're going to leave the room, turn the burners off, I guess would be the biggest thing. So
You mentioned obviously leaving the room is one of the causes of these cooking fires, but are there some other causes too?
Oh, totally. Candles, you know, we love to have the fall. We're coming into fall right now from summer, and you know, you've got different types of candles that smell really good, make the house smell welcoming for people coming in, neighbors, you know, friends, family, get-togethers, things of that nature. It just being mindful of not leaving a candle burning, you know, especially if you've got things that are hanging down from cabinets. I know in my house we've got lots of sporting events, you know, flyers and things of that. So yeah, it's just being mindful of your surroundings at the same time. So keeping the clutter down and yeah.
What are some safety measures that we can take to prevent these cooking fires?
Not leaving the stove while you're cooking is got to be number one. If you're going to be cooking something on a stove, be in the room while you're cooking. It's not to say that a fire can't happen while you're there. And so if it did happen while you're there, you're going to have time to put it out. Obviously, if you're cooking with grease, water is not something we want to do. And that's that brings me to what we're going to actually have at our open house this year. We're going to be doing our kitchen prop demo. We're going to be doing that twice this year so that people can see it. If they didn't make it out to the National Night Out where we did it earlier this year, they're going to be able to experience what happens when you add water to a grease fire.
Yeah, and also something that seems kind of mindless too, but also creating that pet and kid free zone right around there, because sometimes that can cause a fire as well.
Yep. You know, I've got a Springer Spaniel at home, and he likes to jump up on stuff, so he likes to, he's curious, put it that way. So mm-hmm. cats can be on the counter and they can bump into things, and yeah, so pet friendly, pet free zone. And then handles, you know, if you've got water boiling on the stove, we're not only going to talk about fires, but you know, there's also burns too. A little child coming into the kitchen and reaching up, if that handle is sticking out from the stove, we don't want to see a burn happen because of, you know, scalding water or something of that nature.
Are there any other safety measures that we can take to prevent other home fires?
Like I said earlier, we're coming into fall. Leaves are starting to fall now, and we've got window wells for basements. I like to promote kind of a walk around your house in the fall, looking for those dangers. We've got venting on furnaces, venting on dryers. If they're low to the ground, which sometimes they are, depending on the heights of the houses, we have to protect ourselves in the same sense that, you know, a window has to be able to be opened if there was a fire and you need to get out. So if you're bunching up leaves in your window well because of that, it's things that we take for granted, just to do that walk around so of your house.
And you mentioned that the Crookston Fire Department will do that for people that are unable to.
Yep. You know, if we've got some elderly people in the community and they feel like they need a little bit of assistance, they can always call the fire department. We're here for everybody, so can come and look and see where there might be a problem, where there might be an issue. On our inspections that we do daily, it's one of the things we're looking for. We walk around a house and trees drop seeds. One year you might walk by a window well and there's nothing. The next year there might be a tree sprouting up. Well, in 2 years that tree becomes to the point where it's big enough that your window won't open. It's those things that we're looking for. So
is there a phone number people can call?
Yeah, the fire department's phone number is 281-4584, area code 218, obviously.
And then you also mentioned earlier the open house is coming up.
Yep. So the open house is when anyone in our community can come to the fire department. It's October 14th from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And basically you get to meet all your firefighters, paid on call and full time. The fire chief is going to be there. We'll do thermal imagery demonstrations. New this year, we're going to have a obstacle course for the kids to run through, kind of burn off some of that energy, and that's going to be right before lunchtime, where we're going to be serving hot dogs, chips, and juice. So yeah, Marshall the fire dog might show up. So yeah, it should be a good time.
Sounds like a really fun time and a good way to educate not just the kids but everybody.
That's
on
right.
Fire
That's right.
Prevention week, which that 14th is the final day of that week.
Yep. So I believe it starts on the 8th, which would be Sunday, and we make our way through the week, and that's when we get to the chance to go into the schools, you know, and talk to the kids about not just kitchen fires but just fire safety in general with them. So
yeah, you mentioned before the show that the middle schoolers typically have some homework that you guys assign to them, and this can be some homework for everyone at home to do as well.
Yeah, every year we get a couple parents, you know, that complain about it, but at the same time, it's really important that the smoke detectors and the carbon monoxide detectors get checked. Whether it be because someone needed a battery for a remote, I've seen that happen before, where they take the batteries out of their smoke detectors for the TV remote. It's great, grand, and wonderful for the TV, but it's terrible for your safety. So, it puts it into people's mind, oh, well, I'll just get to that tonight, you know, before I go to bed. Well, if you don't get to it before you go to bed and there's a fire, that's a problem. So we like to see them get checked more often than not.
So. It's a very easy and valuable A that both the students and the parents can earn.
Very, very. So we've got prizes for the kids too. So You know, coloring contest is one of the big things that the kids look forward to. And then also, we usually go to Widman's Candy and get a big slew of candy. So, yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't like candy right before Halloween?
That's right.
We're here doing Valley Talk, speaking with Brian Hansen of the Crookston Fire Department. Brian has been hitting on a bunch of different things, including Fire Prevention Week, the open house. We also have Aiden Label joining us as well. So, Brian, let's recap Fire Prevention Week, what it is, what the theme is, and also when it is.
Okay, so for the people that are just joining us, Fire Prevention Week is going to be from October 8th through the 14th. And we're hitting up this year with the theme, Cooking Safety Starts With You. We talked about 49% of house fires are started in the kitchen. It's a big number, so it's something that we need to prioritize on. We talked that one of the biggest causes of those kitchen fires is when you're cooking and the phone rings in the other room. If that happens, don't leave to answer the phone. Turn the stove off. You know, get the heat away from whatever you're doing, because that's when your problems are going to arise. So, clutter in the kitchen. We talked about that. Whether it be pot holders, whether it be papers. You know, the shopper. We tend to get a lot of clutter in our lives because we're so busy nowadays. If we keep a clean kitchen is a safe kitchen. So,
is there a website that people can go on to learn more information on Fire Prevention Week?
You bet. The NFPA, the National Fire Protection Agency, NFPA.org, is going to be a really great site for people to go to if they want more information on safety. So, and they have all sorts of safety. It's driving safety. We talk about coming into fall right now too. We're getting into the sugar beet season, and depending on whether or not we get rain or not, you know, rain turns dirt into mud. Well, then we want to make sure that we're proactive in the safety of driving at the same time in the fall. You know, slow your speeds down, make sure that our tail lights are cleaned off, you know, and if we have to put it into a daily ritual to walk around your vehicle in the fall here to make sure that your taillights are cleaned off, you know, the truckers especially, but it helps with people commuting from the country into town to work too. So
yeah, those very small things can prevent very dangerous accidents.
Yep, exactly. So, and we're kind of in the business of fire prevention, you know. Mm-hmm. We take pride in Crookston in our fire prevention system because it works, you know, there's evidence of it. So,
and then you also talked about the open house,
and the open house is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 14th. So that'll be on, that's Saturday. So
yeah, that'll be Saturday, October 14th. So a couple weekends coming up that will be at the Crookston Fire Department.
Yep.
And the address is?
The address of the fire department is 620 South Main, just across the bridge from KROX. So,
well, Brian, I think we hit on everything. Is there anything else you want to get out really quick in the last 30 seconds?
No, I think we're good. So other than if anyone ever has a question on fire safety, if it's a question on their smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, if they are wanting us to do a home walkthrough, there's a sign up that we're going to do. Don't feel like you can't call the fire department. We're here to help. So,
well, Brian, thank you very much for joining us on this morning's Valley Talk. And now we are going to transition into the Minnesota News Network.